Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain.
That's next week. Going to seven. Let me see.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see here. We have Sister Shirley reading the Deuteronomy 29.
Yes.
You may go ahead, please.
Renewal of the covenant, Deuteronomy 29. These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb. Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, "Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in Egypt to Pharaoh, to all his officials, and to all his land. With your own eyes, you saw those great trials, those miraculous signs and great wonders. But to this day, the Lord has not given you a mind that understands or eyes that see or ears that hear. During the 40 years that I led you through the desert, your clothes did not wear out, nor did the sandals on your feet. You ate no bread and drank no wine or other fermented drink. I did this so that you might know that I am the Lord your God. When you reach this place, Sihon, king of Heshbon, and Og, king of Bashan, came out to fight against us, but we defeated them. We took their land and gave it as an inheritance to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh. Carefully follow the terms of this covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. All of you are standing today in the presence of the Lord your God. Your leaders and chief men, your elders and officials, and all the other men of Israel, together with your children and your wives, and the aliens living in your camps who chop your wood and carry your water. You are standing here in order to enter into a covenant with the Lord your God, a covenant the Lord is making with you this day and sealing with an oath to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God, as he promised you as he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am making this covenant with its oath, not only with you who are standing here with us today in the presence of the Lord outside, but also with those who are not here today. You yourselves know how we lived in Egypt and how we passed through the countries on the way here. You saw among them their desolate images and idols of wood and stone, of silver and gold. Make sure there is no man or woman, clan or tribe among you today whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and worship the gods of those nations. Make sure there is no root among you that produces such bitter poison. When such a person hears the word of this oath, he invokes a blessing on himself and therefore thinks, I will be safe, even though I perish in going my own way. This will bring disaster on the water, land, as well as the dry. The Lord will never be willing to forgive him. His wrath and zeal will burn against that man. All the curses written in this book will fall upon him, and the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. The Lord will single him out from all the tribes of Israel for disaster, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. Your children who follow you in later generations and foreigners who come from a distant land will see the calamities that have fallen on the land and the diseases with which the Lord has afflicted it. The whole land will be burning waste of salt and sulfur. Nothing planted, nothing sprouting, no vegetables growing on it. It will be like the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboram, which the Lord overthrew in fierce anger. All the nations will ask, why has the Lord done this to this land? Why this fierce burning anger? And the answer will be, it is because this people abandoned the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, the covenant he made with them when he brought them out of Egypt. They went off and worshiped other gods and bowed down to them, gods they did not know, gods he had not given them. Therefore, the Lord's anger burned against this land, so that he brought on it all the curses written in this book, in fierce anger and in great wrath. The Lord uprooted them from their land and thrust them into another land as it is now. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Let's see, I'll do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get started. I have Hubert, Sister Shirley, Mom, Angela, mm-hmm. Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Carrie, and myself. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Dear Lord, help us to seek the power of your unfailing strength in our lives. Lead us and guide us safely through the storms of life. And we pray that everyone on this line be blessed for this week. And we ask you, Lord, to bless our prayer line. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that blessing prayer, Mom. Let's see. I will start with Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believes in Jesus is the Christ is, let me start over again. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that love him, that begot love him also, that begot him. By this we know we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandment. For this is love of God, that we keep his commandment, and his commandment are not grievous. For whosoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcome the world but he that believes in Jesus, the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is true. For there is three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. and these three are one. They are three that bears witness in the earth, the spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son. He that believe on the Son of God has the witness in himself. He that believe not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God has given us to eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son have life, and he that has not the Son of God has no life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of 1 John. Next, I'll go to Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'll be coming out of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 1 through 5. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says. He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. One will say, I belong to the Lord. Another will call himself by the name of Jacob. Still another will name the Lord. And we'll take the name Israel. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Isaiah. Next, I'll go to Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm reading out of Job, chapter 31. 1, 2, 8.
You said Job?
I made it. Yeah. Yeah. I made a comfort, a covenant with my eyes. Why should I think upon a face? Or what portion of God is there from above? And what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? It is not instructed to be weaker, and explains punishment to the worker of the truth. Do know he see my ways and count all my steps. If I have walked with vanity, if my foot has cast to the sea, let me weigh in an even balance, that God may know my integrity. If my step has turned out of the way, and my heart walking after my eyes, and if any block has cleaved to my hand, then let me sow, and let other eat, let my offspring be rooted out. Amen.
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 Oh, I'm sorry. I had it on mute. I'm sorry. Thank you for that reading. Let's see. That was Auntie Dot out of Job. Thank you for that reading. Next, I go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Jeremiah 31, 1 through 37. And the seventh is everlasting love. Depend upon outlook, this is either a terrible depression, pain, patch of a very excited one. It speaks of how the people of Israel had failed God and denied his authority in their lives. Despite their failure, God addressed his fallen, broken people and offered them restoration. As you read Jeremiah 31, notice the hope that God offered and the emphasis upon the action rather than Israel. I have loved you. I have drawn you. I will build you up. You will go out to dance because of what God does. You will plant again because of God's provision. The living, loving God who was with Israel in the destruction would also be with them in the resurrection. Before we go rushing out today and decide to build ourselves up, let note that repentance, a genuine turnaround, precedes restoration. The key to restoration and a return to oneness with our God is agreement with God that the revelation between him and us has been violated. When we make such an omission, God pours free-flowing grace upon us. We can rejoice today in the truth that God desires for us to know that he does forgive, restore, and bring us back from all of those situations in which we have been captive. As Jeremiah 31 shows, that we will see three differences between the old life and the new life. First, in our new life, we will have God's law in our mind and heart and will define ourselves as God's people. Second, in our new life, we will know God rather than simply know about him. And third, in our new life, we will rely on God's faithfulness and integrity rather than our own. He who reigns over nature with its studied rhythm reigns over us and loves us just as steadily. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Jeremiah. I will go next, and I'm coming from the Red Prayer Book, and it's the Armor of God Prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for your mighty armor you have provided for us. We put on us the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, the shield of faith, which protect us from all fiery darts of the enemy. And we pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that we choose to use against all the forces of evil in our lives. And we place on our feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the kingdom of God. And we ask you, Lord, according to John, to be our guard and a shield about us. Take us into the cleft of the rock and underneath your mighty wings. And we put on your armor on us and live and pray in completely dependency upon you and pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Luke, the 9th chapter, starting at verse 57 through 62, the cost of following Jesus. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He said to another man, follow me. But the man replied, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go and say goodbye to my family. Jesus replied, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Luke. Next I go to Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of John, chapter 5, starting at verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise. For the Father loved the Son, and he showed him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater work than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raised up the dead and quickened them, even so the Son so quicken whom he will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honor not the Father which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believe on him that sent me have everlasting life, and shall not come in condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of John. Let's see, Angela, are you still a listener?
She still can't talk.
Okay. All right. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, now for everyone, we bow the head for the sick and shut in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you cover our sick and shut in with your anointing glory and tangible presence. Give them a fresh new release, flowing with living waters. This prayer goes out to Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Waleen, Auntie Dot, Auntie Marie, Mother May, Auntie Janet, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Leitler family, the Johnson family, the Cody family, the Williams family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, the Peters family, the Chapman family, Miss Bird and family, Lucas family, Jarrell and family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, the Browns family, the Franklin family, Charlie and family, the Andrew family, the McClure family, Charles and family, Lenny and family, the Moore family, the Moody family, LaTanya and family, Mary Ann and family, SMA and family, Reverend Slapper and family, Ruth Edwards, Desert Kendrick and family, Brian, Tony, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of the prayer. Father God, help us to see spiritually and our heart to understand that you are in control and he is waiting on us. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Honoring birthdays, the week of January the 19th through the 25th. Hubert, do you have a list?
Yeah, I got a list. On the 21st, we got Devin.
You're breaking up. Can you try it again?
On the 21st, we got Devin Williams. On the 20th, we got Christopher Hamilton, Megan. And on the 25th, we got Denise Moody.
Okay, all right. Birthdays. Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor of singing the birthday song tonight?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Thank you, Auntie Betty, for that beautiful song. Okay, now we have reached a part of our program where we share what's on our heart or praise, support, testimony, songs, or poem. And let's see here. Mom.
Yes.
Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm coming out of Galatians, the 5th chapter. At 1 Timothy 4:14, and it says, "Freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who let himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Galatians. Next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Can you come back to me?
I sure can.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
Let's see here. I believe I will go next, and I just want to play a little snippet of the person that we're honoring tomorrow.
Okay. What happened?
Mike here.
And Crystal.
Do you want to talk?
On a hot day in August 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered a speech that would define the civil rights movement and his legacy.
Can y'all hear it okay?
Delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
The March on Washington serves as a massive push for economic and political justice for African Americans. Held during the year celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, crowds marched on the National Mall to watch a variety of musical performances and speeches. Dr. King, a Baptist preacher and prominent civil rights leader, was scheduled to speak towards the end of the day, his debut on the national stage. Up until that point, King mostly addressed small crowds at black churches, rallies, or fundraisers. This time, he would be seen by nearly 250,000 people on the ground, as well as millions at home watching on television. This was an opportunity to reach a wide audience and persuade the public and the government to take action against racial injustice. The night before, King worked with a close group of advisors to get the speech just right. They worked through the night, settling on a final draft in the pre-dawn hours of August 28th. Interestingly, the phrase, "I have a dream," a phrase he used in earlier speeches, was nowhere to be found in this copy. The words wouldn't manifest until almost halfway into Dr. King's speech, when gospel singer Mahalia Jackson, who had performed earlier in the day, called out to him from the sidelines to tell them about the dream. King set his prepared remarks aside and improvised the rest, crafting a soaring speech that would sear into the minds of millions of Americans.
No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
The speech was divided into two parts. The first listed the injustices that African Americans face: segregation, police brutality, disenfranchisement, and discrimination, and urged a call to nonviolent action. The second launched into King's dream, peace and racial harmony, a vision of a future in which people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I have a dream.
Highlighting King's skills as a preacher, I Have a Dream was part sermon and part poetry, using rhetorical devices like repetition, rhyme, and vivid metaphor to drive his points home. It was peppered with historic, biblical, and literary references that moved the crowd. This message of struggle and hope became the defining moment not only of King's career, but also the civil rights movement.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, that's who we will be honoring tomorrow. Dr.
Amen.
Martin Luther King. Where
Amen.
Are the Martin Luther Kings today? Where are they?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide on the shadow of the Almighty. I will say unto the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God is in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the Philistine. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow by day, neither for the pallister that walketh with the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 by thy right hand, but it shall come unto thee, only that thy eyes shall thou behold thee in reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall before thee, neither shall any pleasures come nigh unto thy dwelling, for he shall give His angels charge over thee and keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hand, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion of the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trumpet under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore I will deliver him.
I will set him on high because he has known my name. He has called upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him that him my salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Psalms. We did have a caller to join in with us. That's Brother Daniel. Are you there?
I'm here. I've got my phone away.
Mm-hmm. Anything you would like to share with the group tonight?
I do want to have everybody, and I'm just listening.
Amen. We love you too. Glad you're part of it.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Brother Hubert, any praise report testimony, song or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'll be coming out of Luke chapter 8, verse 2-15. And he will come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and it fell on the air before it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it sprung up, it withered away because of the lack of moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground and sprung up and bare fruit and hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciple asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, the Jews knew it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, being coming to the devil, and taking away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasure of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which is an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with faith. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Luke. Next I have Sister Shirley. Are you ready?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that beautiful song, Sister Shirley. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise and poor testimony, a song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 23. Jehovah is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. In grassy pastures, he makes me lie down. He leads me to well water, resting place. He refreshes me. He leads me in the path of righteousness for the sake of his name. Though I walk in the valley of deep shadow, I fear no harm, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff reassure me. You prepare a table for me before my enemy. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is well filled. Surely goodness and loyal love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Jehovah for all my days. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, a poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I want to read a couple of verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and at verse 18. Well, first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there's division among you, and I partly believe it. For there must be also hearers among you, that they which are approved may be manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's supper. For in eating, everyone takes before the other his own supper, and one is hungry and another one is dry. What? Have you not house to eat and drink in, or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say unto you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he had betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he took the cup when he had suffered, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink of this cup, you do show forth the Lord death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body of the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drink unworthy, eateth and drink damnation to himself, this not concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we shall not be judged. But when we judge, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hungry, let him eat at home, that he may come together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of 1 Corinthians. Let's see here. I would like to give an update. I understand that Angela had a good report from her doctors this week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're still asking for your continuing prayer for Sister Angela's voice to heal. Amen.
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 Okay, anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer? Amen, amen. Sister Shirley, did you read 29 complete?
I did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we're on Deuteronomy 30. Do I have any takers for the reading of Deuteronomy next week?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty, praise God. Do I have anyone for a blessing the prayer line?
Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, praise God. Okay, anyone for the secret shut-in? Okay, I'll take that. And how about the closing prayer? Any volunteer?
I'll do the closing prayer.
Okay, Brother Hubert. Okay, all right. If no one have anything else to share, you may bow your head for the closing prayer, please.
Mother, I ask you to fill us with your precious Holy Spirit. I ask you, Lord, to help us to present to others your mercy through us when I live the joy of the fruits of your Holy Spirit. Through your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, your self-control. I ask you, Lord, to cover us with your presence and to fill us and seal us with your peace, character, and nature. I ask you to do all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the closing prayer, Hubert. Okay, so for next week I have Deuteronomy 30 led by Auntie Betty. The opening prayer will be led by Auntie Carrie. And the second shut-in by Loretta. And Hubert will do the closing prayer. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And, Father God, we ask that you bless everyone here tonight. Bless America, our schools. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
I love you all.
Love you all.
Good night.
We're credited with helping secure the passage of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a landmark piece of legislation that ended segregation and banned discrimination on the basis of race or sex in the workplace. Also resonated with activists around the globe. I have a dream. The phrase that wasn't even meant to be in its final draft appeared in political actions all around the world. It's considered one of the world's most transformative and influential speeches, alongside others like Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg Address and Winston Churchill's Blood, Toil, Tears, and Sweat. I Have a Dream is only one of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s many achievements, but it's nonetheless one of the most pivotal.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
Amen, amen. Praise God. Good night, everyone.